This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Okay, let's unpack this. The transition from month-to-month flexibility to committed stability. We are doing a deep dive today into, I think, one of the biggest shifts any service business can make.
It's fundamental.
We're talking about moving clients from those, you know, really volatile monthly agreements over to solid committed annual contracts.
Yeah.
Our source material for this is an agency's internal framework. I mean, the real playbook, the specific data, the conversations, everything they use to make this happen.
And that flexible monthly contract, it's almost a necessary evil, right?
It feels that way.
Gets a new client in the door, it lowers the barrier to entry. But wow, does it introduce massive churn risk.
Oh, absolutely.
And it just creates this total unpredictability in your revenue. If you're trying to scale, that volatility is an absolute anchor.
Exactly. That's the tension, isn't it? Clients want the flexibility, but you as the business need stability to actually deliver the best results.
You do.
So our mission today is to really pull apart the data-driven framework for what the source calls the strategic annual contract upsell.
And for you listening, understanding this is, I mean, it's crucial.
Yeah. It
is the difference between operating hand to mouth
yeah.
and actually building a scalable business.
Yeah.
Because those predictable long-term revenue streams, those are what lets you confidently invest in top-tier talent, in new tech, and run aggressive long-term campaigns.
Like a big Google Ads push or a deep SEO build.
Exactly. So this isn't just a sales tactic. We're really talking about a fundamental business structure.
So let's start with the why. If we're selling commitment, what's in it for the client, for the CEO?
Right.
It can't just be framed as, hey, this makes our life easier.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the benefits that really speak to a CEO's need for efficiency and predictability?
You have to shift the whole perspective.
Yeah.
The annual contract upsell is not about pitching a discount.
Okay.
It is about leveraging the success you've already demonstrated to prove that their ultimate goals require that nonstop, dedicated effort. You're selling the benefit of commitment.
Understood. So the source material details four key benefits. Let's start with the one that addresses risk.
The first is all about protecting the business's most critical asset, which is lifetime value or LTV.
Right.
The data is just crystal clear on this. An annual client is way, way less likely to churn than a monthly one. And churn, it just eats away at your bottom line.
It's corrosive.
It is. You're constantly pouring money into acquisition just to tread water. So by locking a client in for 12 months, you slash that financial drain and you protect their LTV. That security is invaluable.
And once that revenue is locked in, budgeting completely changes. It goes from guesswork to, well, to actual planning. You solve the forecasting nightmare.
That's the second huge benefit. That predictable stream of revenue, what the sources call retainer revenue builders,
mm-hmm.
that becomes the foundation for all your financial planning. When you're running on a 30-day cycle, every decision is reactive.
Should we hire that person? Should we invest in that software?
Exactly. It's all loaded with risk. With annual contracts, you move from just reacting to, you know, confidently and proactively scaling your whole operation.
That sounds like it smooths things out internally, too, which I think brings us to the third benefit, resource allocation.
Yes. Where do all those saved hours go from not chasing monthly renewals?
Right.
They go directly into delivering higher value. Your account manager stops spending time on renewal calls, on invoicing, on just the anxiety of it all.
And that time gets reallocated?
Immediately. It goes into strategic deep work for your committed clients and into pursuing those high-value new leads that need a longer sales cycle.
Mm.
It's a shift from just admin to actual acceleration.
And that leads perfectly to the fourth point, and this one is so critical, especially in the digital world.
Mm.
If a client commits for a year, you can promise them an outcome you just can't guarantee month to month.
It's about guaranteeing their peak ROI, and that is totally dependent on duration. If you're selling something like SEO or a complex content strategy, things that take a lot of time. They need at least 12 months to hit that peak compounding return. A client who leaves after 6 months has only seen linear growth.
They paid for the exponential curve but didn't stick around to get it.
Precisely. The annual contract guarantees they experience the full value, maximizing their own investment.
That is a powerful way to frame it.
Mm.
Okay, so we've made the case. How do we actually make the jump?
Well, it can't be a cold pitch in a random meeting.
No.
The sources are very clear. This has to feel like a natural next step on the, what they call the service ladder. It's an evolution.
And that evolution has to be triggered by data.
Absolutely. It's framed as an acceleration of success you've already verified. You wait for the proof, then you propose the bigger plan.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Let's break down that three-step framework for the upsell. Step one is about validation.
Right. Step one is defining and hitting the success threshold. That's the trigger. You simply cannot propose this until the client has undeniably crossed some kind of quantifiable finish line.
So it's not based on a feeling?
No. You have to prove the value first.
But how do you define that success? What if a client feels good, but there hasn't been that one big win yet?
That's why you have to quantify it. The agency needs to use its internal customer health scoring.
A system that rates engagement, satisfaction, results.
All of it. The sources say the trigger is when a client has been scored green for at least 2 consecutive months. You need stable satisfaction and results.
And if you're looking at specific KPIs,
then it has to be a major KPI you both agreed on from day one.
Like initial rankings for a few keywords.
Or a 20% reduction in their cost per acquisition, something concrete. The data has to speak for itself.
And once you have that data, the framing is everything.
Everything. The conversation has to be, look, the proof of concept phase is complete. The risk is gone. Now it's time to scale.
You're moving from a test to a partnership.
Exactly. The moment they see that the monthly investment was just for verification, the pitch to accelerate becomes completely logical.
Okay, so that verified success leads us into step two, the conversation itself.
Mm. And the source material is, I mean, it's insistent that the best place for this is the quarterly business review, the QBR.
Yes, but this isn't your normal look backwards QBR.
How does it pivot to sell commitment?
It has to become the QBR that sells the commitment.
Yeah.
It has to shift its focus from retrospective analysis to prospective planning.
We've proven success. Now we project the future.
That's it.
So the whole pitch is built around projections that sort of highlight the cost of not committing. What's the specific data action we need to take?
I need a visual, a chart with two lines.
Okay.
The first line shows their current month-to-month growth rate. It's steady, but it's slow.
And the second line?
That's the accelerated growth rate you can guarantee with a secure annual commitment. You're literally showing them the opportunity cost they were paying by staying flexible.
And to make that future projection believable, you can't just use hypotheticals. You need proof.
You do. You need to pull from what the source calls the case study goldmine.
So a real-world example, a powerful one, from a similar client. Specifically, you want to contrast that client's first 3 months of performance.
Which might be, you know, a decent 5% bump in traffic.
Right. And you compare that to their 12-month performance, which should show that explosive compounding value, maybe a 200% increase in lead velocity. That comparison is the hard data that proves the need for a full year.
That makes a really compelling case. But now we get to the sticking point. The client is convinced, so they expect a big discount.
And this is where most people go wrong.
The sources say to push back on that. Step three is to anchor value, not discount. Why is just offering, say, 10% off a bad idea?
Because a discount only anchors the conversation on price. The client immediately thinks, could I get 15? It devalues the service.
It becomes a negotiation trap.
Totally. The focus has to be on unlocking specialized high-value services that are only possible with a 12-month contract. You trade their flexibility for premium access.
So you're not dropping the price, you're massively increasing the value.
Yeah.
Let's get into those specific value add nuggets the source mentions. What's the first one?
The first is a complimentary conversion rate optimization audit, a CRO audit.
And that's not just a quick look.
Oh, no. A real CRO audit is deep. It's behavioral analytics, heat maps, A/B testing strategy. It's a service that can cost thousands of dollars on its own.
And by including it for free, you're signaling this is a strategic partnership.
You are. Plus, a CRO audit needs a long-term commitment to actually implement and test properly, so it ties back perfectly to the 12-month term.
That's smart. Okay, what's the second value nugget?
This one is about security and access. Priority strategy access.
Meaning
you guarantee them a certain amount of dedicated time with your top people, like 2 hours of your CTO or SEO leads time every single quarter.
So this isn't just regular check-in time.
No, this tells the client they're now a top-tier account. They're getting strategic input from the firm's most senior minds. That access is incredibly reassuring for them.
And the third one seems to focus on that compounding value we talked about.
It does. It's the onboarding content guarantee.
Okay.
So you offer to create and fully optimize, say, 5 new how-to articles based on SEO for customer onboarding principles.
So content that's not just for getting new customers, but for helping the ones they have.
Exactly. It's content designed to reduce support tickets and improve retention, which is a huge internal KPI for almost any CEO. You would never dedicate resources to that on a short-term deal.
So what does this all mean? When you pull it all together, the proof of past success, the projection of future growth, and these high-value unlocked services.
You're not just selling a contract.
No, you're selling security. You're selling a predictable return on their investment.
Security and scalability, those are the dual benefits. When you do this right, you transform that volatile client base into a secure stream of retainer revenue builders.
And for the client, it proves you're committed to their long-term success.
Right. You're maximizing their ROI by making sure they see that compounding curve.
And for you, the business owner.
It gives you the financial confidence to make those ambitious moves.
Yeah.
You can hire that new talent. You can scale up your ad campaigns knowing the revenue is locked in. You can plan to actually dominate, not just survive.
That stability lets you be aggressive.
Yes.
The core lesson here feels, well, it feels transformative. Commitment is a product in itself.
It is.
It's the product that unlocks maximum ROI for the client, and it delivers that critical predictability for the provider. If you're managing a portfolio right now where you feel like you're just constantly chasing churn, this framework is the blueprint to build a much more resilient business.
And that brings us to the final thought we want to leave you with to sort of mull over.
Okay.
If we accept that these big digital strategies need a minimum of 12 months to really hit their peak ROI, how often are short-term monthly contracts actually selling the client short? Are you, inadvertently preventing your own clients from ever reaching that crucial success threshold because you're allowing them too much flexibility? Something to explore as you get ready for your next round of QBRs.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.